Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, Miles, this is John Matthews calling. I'm from Kingston, New York.
Yes, sir.
And I get the cards for your Archtop Fiber.
Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to get some information on it, if it's in our area. I mean, I'm assuming if we get it in the mail, it should be in our area, right?
That's most often the case, but not 100% always the case. Because sometimes people get the cards and the service is going to be available very soon, but it may not currently be readily available. But what is your street address?
My street address is 120 Newkirk Avenue, Kingston, New York.
And the zip code?
12401.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because we've seen them around us. Like on Hasbrook.
Yeah, they could be putting everything in, but they might not be done hooking it all up.
Right, right. So ask them if we didn't go paperless, what would
we do? Okay, let's see here. So your address will be in service. The projected date would be December 15th. So that's the date that we're shooting for having service readily available at your location is December 15th.
December 15th. So then
yes,
we will
sir.
Fall back, I believe. But I'm going to ask you a question now, because it says it's they stress and emphasize paperless. Okay. Do we have to have paperless?
You don't have to have paperless billing. However, so with your 1 gig fiber internet, if you were to go with the 1 gig, it's normally $79.99. But if you did auto pay with ACH debit, where you pay by providing your routing number and bank account number, and then you just have the payment come out every month automatically, and then you do paperless billing, and you say you'll get the bill via email, you could get the $79.99 internet service for only $69.99. Now, because the internet service is only $69.99, you would know that every month it's only going to be exactly $69.99 that's going to be deducted from your account. So that's one of the benefits of our service compared to some others, is that the amount that you owe never changes in that regard. It's either going to be $69.99, or if you were to say, well, I want your phone service too, and the phone service is $24.99, so that would bring the bill up to, I think, $94.98. And then if it was that, it would just be that. And every month it would be, except for your very first bill, because your very first bill could be a prorated bill if you have service for, you know, a short period before a full billing cycle. Your first bill could be different, but then after that, every other bill that you, or every bill you get after that would be $94.98.
Yeah, no,
it wouldn't change.
I'm not interested in all that. That's why I asked you, if we didn't want paperless, would they do it?
Yes, you could still receive a paper bill.
Okay,
that's all I know. I don't want to get involved in all that other crap.
You're saying for the internet and that it would be $79.99 for the speeds up to 1,000 Mbps giga internet.
Yes, that would be the it'd be $79.99 a month for the 1 gigabyte fiber internet.
Okay. So that's your internet and your Wi-Fi, correct?
Yes, sir. The when we install your Wi-Fi, your internet service, our technicians could get your Wi-Fi up and running for you while they're there as well. And they could also help you connect any of your devices in your home, like if you have a TV, a laptop, a computer, a tablet, whatever it is that you might like to have connected to the Wi-Fi. They could help you get that connected if you, just let them know that you would like them to do that, because, you know, you're a little bit older, you're not really familiar with technology in regards to how to get those things connected. You know, can you help me out? They could help you out. It'd only take them maybe 5 minutes, and not a bit, they wouldn't mind at all.
Okay.
Okay, so now it would be $79.99 a month. Now, is that including taxes, or are there surcharges, taxes, and all that other stuff that brings it up to another amount?
Now, that's what I was mentioning to him. It would just be $79.99. That's why I was saying if you have the paperless billing, it really doesn't matter because you know that your bill is going to be just that flat rate. It's not going to change. For the first 2 years, you're guaranteed that it's going to be $79.99 every month except for maybe your first month.
Listen, sir, I do not want to go paperless.
That's okay.
I want my bill every month. That's going to be $79.99. I'm going to get a bill in my mailbox for that every month.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We could do it that way. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
That's the way I want it. And all the companies, like I say, my other stuff, that's how I get my, I want it that way.
That's understandable. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Okay, so what do? Call you back when it's in our area at December 15th or...
You could either call back and sign up, or we could go ahead and get you registered for service.
Okay, so what do I do with my other service? I have to cancel that out and bring back my boxes, or I wait till you come hook me up, then bring back?
Yeah, we got
to
wait till they come.
You'd have
to
wait. You'd definitely want to wait until we hook you up before you do anything with canceling your other services because, you know, you wouldn't want to be without.
Now, and this is supposed to be a good service?
This is an excellent service.
Okay. Why don't you sign us up then?
Okay, let's go ahead. And is this a home or is your location where you would like service a home or a business?
Just a home. It's a
okay.
Home.
And let's see here. And you wanted the 1 gig fiber internet for $79.99 a month. And
I don't know what that is, 1 gig. Is that going to take care of my TVs and that and my cell phone, like our Wi-Fi and everything?
Oh, it will more than take care of your TVs and your cell phones and your computers and anything you have. It's going to more than take care of it.
Okay, because
yes,
like,
ma'am. Now you guys are also going to get one Wi-Fi extender is included. And when the tech is at your residence, if you'd like to talk to him about having any additional Wi-Fi extenders, those are an additional $7.99 a month, but you don't have to get any additional Wi-Fi extenders if you don't need them, because you do get one included with your package, with your equipment that we provide.
And what do you mean by that? Because right now I have Spectrum right now.
Okay, so what I mean by a Wi-Fi extender is, like, say for example, if you have your modem and router or modem router combo unit in one location in your home and it's broadcasting the Wi-Fi signal, but if you were to go to one part of your household and for whatever reason the signal is weak on that portion of the household, well, the technician could put the Wi-Fi extender in a location that would, you know, spit out that wireless signal to make sure that in the area where the Wi-Fi is a little bit weak, that it's not weak in that area. Or if your home is fully covered by the Wi-Fi, by the router and the modem or the router modem combo unit, and you don't have any problems inside the house, well, because we do give you a Wi-Fi extender, you might tell the technician, well, can you plug it in by my back door? I'd like to be able to sit out on my back porch while I, you know, relax on a nice day, and I can sit outside and use my tablet or my laptop in the backyard or, you know, something,
yeah,
you know.
I know what you mean now, yes. Okay, so, yeah, put our name down. We'll give it a try. That's all we can do, right?
Right. And would you like to add phone service to your account?
Well, I don't know, because I would like to keep my same phone number that I have now, because I have a home line too.
Yes, we can port your number.
Because I go through Spectrum with that, but I want the same phone number if I'm going to do that.
Yes, we can get your number from Spectrum and assign it to your Archtop Fiber service. So that's not a problem.
Okay, but I'm going to have the same phone number, right?
You'd have the same phone number. Now, if you add the phone service, it is an additional $24.99 a month, which would bring the total for your internet and phone up to $104.98 a month.
I'm trying to think what I would have to find. Yeah, now, and this is going to be good for 2 years, and then what? How much does it go up, or do you have, like, I know at one time what we used to do with cable, we could call in, and sometimes they would run promos.
Well, with our two-year price guarantee, that's just ensuring that for the first 2 years you're locked in. The price cannot go up, even if there was, another round of inflation or, you know, something that affected businesses that provide telecommunication services that would, you know, increase their operating cost that would require us to increase our prices. However, if, you know, after the first 2 years, if our price was to increase, it would only be, you would only see like maybe a nominal, like maybe $5 or at most $10 price increase. It would not be what you get from some of these other companies who for a while you're paying, you know, maybe $140, and then all of a sudden you get a bill and now you're paying $160. And then, you know, you after another 6 or 8 months or a year, you're paying $180, and the price just keeps going up, and they don't give you any explanation as to why they keep raising your price. That's not going to happen with us. If the price does go up, it might be a little $5 or $10 price increase, but there's no guarantee that it will go up. And if we can keep the price the same, we will if we can, for sure.
Okay, so listen, let's do the phone, as long as I can keep my same number.
You can.
Yeah.
All right, so you would like to keep the same phone number. And what is the phone number that you would like to keep?
845-339-5518. I've had that for all my life, over 40 years since I've been here, so I don't want to change that home line phone number.
Understood. And that was 845-339-5518.
Yes.
Okay, and will you need any telephone jacks installed at this location?
We got just one phone.
No, we only have one phone, and then we have, you know, like the ones, like our
cordless
ones in our bedroom and stuff like that. So no.
Oh yeah. Okay. And would you like to add an additional phone line?
No.
Okay. No problem. And let's see here.
Because we have our cell phone, so we don't really need that. It's just that I don't want to get rid of my home line and my phone number.
All right, and so with you opting in for the phone service, I'm required to let you know that because you're porting your number by agreeing to our acceptable use policy, you are also granting us permission to initiate the release of your current phone number from your provider. Do you agree and allow us to begin that process when we begin the installation process of your services?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Excellent. All right, let's see here.
And I'm taking it for your word that this is going to be a good service.
Oh, it definitely is a good service. If only I could point you in the direction of someone near you that has it who could, you know, let you know about their experience, but I don't know. But I can say from hearing from other customers, it's just been rave reviews. And I'm not saying that, you know, because I work for Archtop Fiber. I'm just saying that as an honest human being, you know, that cares about my customers and just people in general, that I'm only hearing good things. And also I'm the guy that is here, you know, if people are having problems, they have to call, and I'm one of those people that they have to talk to when they're having problems. And
right.
The amount of calls that we have for people having problems, not more than what you would typically expect with any internet service provider. You know,
okay.
So Archtop is doing a great job of, you know, keeping everyone's internet services up and running and keeping the customers happy. And also the customer service is really excellent as well.
Okay.
And so we will...
I see them all around our area, and I've gotten a few like cards, knowing that, and we have called before, knowing that they're coming in our area, and we want to give it a try. So, yeah, I'm open for it.
Excellent, excellent. And so we're going to be installing service at 120 Newkirk Avenue in Kingston, New York, 12401. And
yes.
Do you rent or own your current property?
Own,
okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Would that be through the air, under the ground, or not sure?
Ours is above the ground. Our services come from a telephone pole.
Okay, through the air.
My Generac is, we wired that underneath the ground, the Generac.
Just worry about
what you got. Oh, yeah, no, it's to a pole.
Okay.
And it's right across the street from us where we get it.
Okay, okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay.
The billing address different from the service address? No.
Alrighty, and for your account, what would you like for the first name to be on your account?
It would be Joanne. It could be Mr. and Mrs. John Matthews. So we both, if we ever have any, can talk. We both can talk. You know what I'm saying?
So that'd be Mr. and Mrs. John, J-O-H-N, Matthews. Is that M-A-T?
H-E-W-S, and yes, so my name, so if I had to call, I could call. If he had to call, he could call. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I know what you mean, absolutely. So I have the first name is Mr., that's M-R, period, ampersand, Mrs., M-R-S, dot, John, J-O-H-N, Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S, and the email address that you'd like to have associated with the account
is JJOHNBRO1@gmail.com.
Okay, I have J as John, O H N as Nancy, B as boy, R O and the number one at Gmail, that's gmail.com. And what is your best primary contact phone number?
I'll give you my husband's cell. I'll give you the home line and my husband's cell. Is that okay?
Oh, you can provide me with whatever you'd like for the best primary phone, and then I can also list a secondary phone.
Okay, so it would be, his cell phone is 845-706-6130.
And the secondary phone?
Is our home line, which is which you have, 845-339-5518.
Okay, so I have the primary is 845-706-6130, and the secondary is 845-339-5518.
Correct.
And how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account? You can choose as many of these as you'd like. Phone, email, text.
Probably phone, I would say. And you can call me on, you want your cell or the home phone? Cell phone, which would be my husband's cell phone, 845. 706-6130.
Okay. Let's see here. Now, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded for Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so we're just going to have the communication via phone. And let's see here. So, moving right along. Now, Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
No.
Okay.
I definitely, now listen to me. I definitely want my bill in the
Understood.
mail.
Understood. I'm just required to ask that question, but I knew the answer, as
okay.
we have already, we've already made an understanding that you want that paper bill, and that is very respectable. It's very respectable. So we're going to go with the paper bill, and you'll get a paper bill in the mail. That's not a problem.
Okay.
And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
We see the trucks around all the time. We always get postcards in the mail from them. So, yeah, that's how we heard about it. And we've been waiting for this to come because this is is this underground or over above the ground, the fiber?
This is going to be because your utilities are running from the through the air. Our fiber optic cable would most likely, it would be run, how the power lines and the cable lines are run from telephone pole to telephone pole.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain that that's going to be how it's going to be. It'll just be our line will also be run to your home through the air since all of your other utility lines are running that way.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. Now, do you have any details or information about your home that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location, such as buried wires, septic tank, et cetera?
No.
Okay.
No,
now, if our techs do determine, based upon the way that the fiber optic cable is run in your area, that it would be underground, then they'd make sure they handle getting that taken care of. So that's just something to keep in mind. Do you have any questions or comments for our technicians or service representatives?
The only question I have is, like, when they come here, they will have a badge and everything to let us know that who they really are. I mean,
oh, absolutely. Our technicians are going to they'll be branded. The trucks would be like the same trucks that you see in the area.
Okay.
So you see those trucks that are driving around in your area that say Archtop Fiber on them. That's what they would show up in, one of those types of trucks. I'm not sure about what our employees' uniforms are, but I'm fairly certain that they would also, that they would be branded. So when they show up, you're going to know, because we won't be able to schedule this today because we don't know exactly when service is going to be available, even though it's projected to be available on December 15th.
Right,
but
right.
Someone's going to contact you in regard, are you going to get an email or something to help you to schedule your installation? And when you schedule that installation, it's going to be for a certain date. And on that date, it's going to be a 2-hour time frame. So you'll know that if people show up during that particular time frame, you can look outside and you'll be able to tell if the truck is, an Archtop related truck. And then they'll be there, to let you know, hey, we're here to install your internet. And you'll know that, it's Archtop Fiber. Let's see here. And let's see. I'm going to go ahead and submit your registration. Is that okay?
Okay. And your name is?
My name is Miles. And I do have to let you know, now this is something that I would normally be saying if we had scheduled the installation today, but I'm just going to go ahead and let you know. So when your installation, this is also something, because even though we did clarify that your wires are running through the air, and it's still possible that the fiber could also be run through the air. But if it is determined that the fiber optic cable in the area is going to be underground, it says at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. And if required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And then since you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until our fiber services are installed to cancel their services with their current provider. The ONT/gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber, and Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website, archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. And do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Well, yes, but I'm hoping that I won't have to return anything because you're telling me that this is good service.
Oh, yeah, it is excellent service, and you shouldn't have to return anything. But, you know, in the event, if it ever came, you know, even if it was years and years down the road, you know, and you, for whatever reason, you were needing to cancel your service with Archtop for whatever reason. If you needed to return the equipment, I'm just required to let you know about that little disclaimer, letting you know that, you know, if you need to return the equipment, just let us know. We'll provide you with what you need in order to be able to return the equipment, and then you just return the equipment. It's really not going to be that much of an inconvenience if you ever had to return the equipment. But hopefully, like you mentioned, you'll never have a need to return the equipment. But as a customer service rep in this type of
I have another question. Do you ever think that you will have an office up in our area?
We have an office in Kingston.
Oh, you
don't
do?
We? Let me check. I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, that the office is in Kingston. Let me see. It's 300 Enterprise Drive, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Oh, 300 Enterprise, so that's out by, yeah, I know, right? Yeah, it's not far from us at all.
Yeah, that's where our office, that's our headquarters.
Oh, okay. So now let me ask you a question, because sometimes I wonder this. When I get the bill in the mail, could I go out there and pay my bill?
You sure can.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good to know. I'm glad I asked that.
Yeah. Most customers, you know, most customers don't necessarily prefer to go in office to pay the bill because if they can do it online or call it by phone, they'd rather, you know, do that. But if you would go to the bank,
I don't do anything on my phone. I don't do anything on my computer. Like, my gas and electric bill is right out there on 9W. We go, we put it in the Dropbox out there, Spectrum, we take it, we go right to Spectrum, we pay our bill, or I write a check, but I do not do, like, the banks, anything like that. I'll write my checks, I'll put it in the old-fashioned, my mailbox here, yeah, old-fashioned.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that, because that means that you're putting your financial information on the internet as little as possible. And that's a good thing for sure, because, you know, the more you put your financial information out there on the internet, the higher the possibility that you could, you know, that someone could get your financial information.
Yeah, we do nothing on our phone or anything on the phone or computer. No.
That's good to hear in regards to keeping your identity and your financial information safe. Because as I tell people sometimes, you know, all it takes is clicking on the wrong website. Just one click on the wrong website or the wrong thing in your email, or even clicking on if you ever get any unknown text messages, don't open them. Don't.
Don't open them, that at all. I know. Like, even when people want to, you know, give your routing, your checking numbers, they'll take it out of your checking account. No, we are not those kind of people, no. Give me a paper bill, and I'll send you my check.
That's good to hear. I'm so happy to hear that, because I want you guys, you know, to be safe and protected, and your information to be safe for sure. Absolutely, because not everybody's out there, you know, protecting themselves like you are, and it's always refreshing to hear that, you know, that, you know, people like yourselves are protecting your financial information, and you know better than to just put it out there all willy-nilly like some people do.
Okay, Miles, so we're all set then, and you'll let us know.
One more thing. I don't think I have to tell you this, since we didn't schedule the installation, and someone else probably will tell you this, or you'll receive it in an email. But if I had scheduled your installation with you, which I haven't, I'd say now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you will have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service. But that'll be something that would likely be repeated to you either via an email or by whomever calls you to help you schedule your installation service. That'll be at that time. They'll inform you of that. But I just wanted to read it to you just in case, you know, to kind of cover myself, because I really have to stick to these disclaimers and disclosures as closely as possible.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you guys called today, and it's been an absolute pleasure assisting you. Was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
Nope. I think that's it, Miles. We're looking forward to hoping that this is going to be good for us.
It will be. Yes, ma'am. All right. Sounds great. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for your call to Archtop Fiber. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Same here. You too.
Thank you. You too.
All right, bye-bye.